It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7 in Grand Forks, East Grand Forks on 92.1. Online all the time at KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live. And also, you can say listen to KROX in Crookston on your smart speaker as well. Let's take a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, April 10th of 2024. Good afternoon. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh says three of his sons have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in the Gaza Strip. Hamas media said Hazem, Amir, and Mohammed were killed Wednesday with family members in the strike near the Shadi refugee camp in Gaza City. Ismail Haniyeh, who now lives in exile in Qatar, is originally from Shadi. There was no immediate comments from the Israeli army. Now, the sons are among the highest profile figures to have been killed in the war so far. It was not immediately clear how their deaths might affect the months-long ceasefire talks that are being brokered by international mediators. Donald Trump says an Arizona law that criminalizes nearly all abortions goes too far, and the former president called on Arizona lawmakers to change it. He's also defending the overturning of Roe v. Wade that cleared states to ban the procedure. The Arizona Supreme Court ruling on Tuesday cleared the way for the enforcement of an 1864 law that bans abortion at all stages of pregnancy with no exceptions for rape or incest. Trump said that it'll be straightened out, and as you know, it's all about the state's rights. Trump says Florida's six-week abortion ban will probably also change. Retired Trump Organization executive Alan Weisselberg has received a five-month jail sentence for lying under oath during testimony in a lawsuit brought against Donald Trump by New York's Attorney General. Weisselberg was previously the chief financial officer at Trump's real estate company. Weisselberg pled guilty last month to perjury and was sentenced Wednesday and led away in handcuffs. It'll be Weisselberg's second time behind bars. The 76-year-old served 100 days in jail last year for dodging taxes on $1.7 million in company perks. Trump's lawyers have accused the Manhattan District Attorney of deploying strong-arm tactics against an innocent man. And already sentenced to years in federal prison, six former Mississippi law enforcement officers have been sentenced in state court for their roles in torturing two black men. A Rankin County judge on Wednesday gave the men years-long state sentences that were shorter than the amount of time in federal prison that they had already received. Time served for the state convictions will run the same time as the federal sentences. All six white men pled guilty to federal charges in August. They admitted to subjecting the victims to numerous acts of racist torture in 2023 after a neighbor complained that the men were staying in a home with a white woman. And that is about it on our world and national news headlines at this hour.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
Well, as we take a look at our world and current conditions right now in downtown Crookston, another beautiful day shaping up today. We have sunny blue skies. Our temperature right now at 57 degrees. A northwest wind of 7 miles an hour. The barometric pressure at 29.72 inches. That's inching up just a bit here throughout the day. Northwest wind of 7. And humidity is at 48%. So we have 57 a wind chill. There is no wind chill because we're well over 55. Pretty good numbers there. Yesterday, a beautiful day. We had a high of 63. And saw a lot of people out and about. And good to see that. As we take a look at the forecast for this afternoon, a 20% chance of rain after 4 p.m. Wouldn't be a bad thing to get a rain shower today. Mostly sunny, a high near 65. Light winds, southwesterly, maybe westerly, becoming northwesterly around 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Then for tonight, a chance of rain and thunderstorms before midnight. Slight chance of rain after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy, a low around 40. Northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to near 20. And a 30% chance of precipitation tonight. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. We'll take a look at the forecast for the rest of the week into early next week as well, and a little more significant chance of precipitation maybe early next week. And as we said, we could definitely use some rain. I'll tell you all about that, the forecast for the next week coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. We'll take a break. We'll be back, and we'll take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a train. Call Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
As we take a look at the state news, the third KSTP Survey USA poll in a row shows President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump in a statistical dead heat in Minnesota. The Minnesota News Network's Bill Werner reports.
Biden has 44%, Trump 42%, with 11% saying they'll vote for someone else, 4% undecided. Biden has a substantial 49-34% lead in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and inner ring suburbs, but Trump leads everywhere else by 28 points in western Minnesota, 13 points in southern Minnesota, 8 points in the northeast. Statewide, Biden leads Trump by 15 points among women, but Trump is ahead by 10 points among men. In 2020, Biden beat Trump in Minnesota by 7%.
As of now, no shock, dead heat there so far. Minnesota Republican Party Chairman David Hahn says the neck-and-neck race not only reflects voters' dissatisfaction with the Biden administration policies, but also underscores the crucial need for a decisive shift. Minnesota DFL party officials weren't immediately available. What do we have? 7 months, just under 7 months left for the longest election ever, maybe. The three members of the Minneapolis City Council wanted to delay the implementation of a controversial Uber-Lyft ordinance from May 1st until July. The council is expected to vote on the proposal at Thursday's meeting. They say the extension will allow for any companies that want to work in the city and pay the fair wage time to set up in the event Uber and Lyft choose to leave Minneapolis instead of paying workers a living wage. At least three new rideshare companies have submitted applications for transportation network company licenses. The state of Minnesota has picked the first director for its Missing and Murdered Black Women and Girls Office. The Department of Public Safety announced the appointment of Kalina Burks Tuesday. Burks has worked in various positions with the Minnesota's Guardian Ad Litem Board for the past 7 years. She also has degrees in criminal justice from the University of Alabama. The office was created by a law signed by Governor Walz last year. A Red Lake man will serve nearly 4 years in federal prison for a violent assault at a Seven Clans casino in last April. Prosecutors say 55-year-old Sean Lussier repeatedly punched and kicked a victim, causing serious bodily injury and leaving bloodstains throughout a hotel room. Court records show Lussier has multiple convictions involving domestic assault of several victims between May 2017 and December 2021. He was sentenced to one count of domestic assault by habitual offender. The Minnesota Department of Corrections is confirming that it has implemented temporary lockdowns at the state prison in Faribault due to staffing shortages. The Department of Corrections says rotating lockdowns are necessary to maximize the safety of staff members and inmates. The prison would need to hire more than 40 corrections officers to be fully staffed. While programs at the prison have been impacted, state officials say commissary items have been issued upon request and property is distributed to the inmates within the required 5-day timeline. And Consumer Reports has warned schools to discontinue serving Lunchables on their menus. The school cafeteria version of this popular lunch snack contains excessive sodium. Last year, Lunchables introduced two new versions of their cheese, meat, and cracker snacks designed explicitly for school lunch programs. However, according to Consumer Reports, the turkey and cheddar school lunch versions contained almost 200 more milligrams of sodium than the store-bought Lunchables. The nonprofit group says it's petitioning the USDA to remove the snacks from school cafeterias. That is about it on the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports coming up right after this.
Brew Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Brew Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Is proud to announce the opening of Senior Life Solutions, a new outpatient group therapy program designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. Anyone can make a referral to Senior Life Solutions, including family members, doctors, nurses, or other healthcare professionals. Self-referrals can also be made. For more information about Senior Life Solutions, call 281-9559.
Exceptional care. Riverview.
Well, taking a look at the scoreboard from yesterday on the sports scene, it was the Los Angeles Dodgers beating the Twins by a score of 6-3. And the two teams will wrap up their three-game series here this afternoon. High school softball, Crookston was scheduled to take on the West Marshall Fusion. That's a co-op of Warren Alvarado Oslo and Stephen Argyle. But due to a field trip for some of the West Marshall seniors, that has been postponed to May 6th, and that'll be played now at Warren after they play Northern Freeze. Crookston and West Marshall will play after that. The JV and junior high games, they were played yesterday. The Timberwolves, they come away with a 130-121 victory over Washington. Colorado beat the Minnesota Wild by a score of 5-2. And in men's golf, UMC finished 14th out of 15 teams at a meet in Kansas. And the UMC women finished 5th out of 10 teams in Sioux Falls. That was won by Augustana. On the sports scene for today, as we said, we have Twins baseball. They take on the Dodgers. Just getting underway as we speak at Target Field. 1 o'clock, we'll join it here on KROX. Then we have a big game, the Timberwolves at Denver. Timberwolves win, they'll more than likely be the number one seed, or at least they have the tiebreaker for sure. And if Denver wins, it would be a tie at two games apiece during their four-game regular season series. So a lot on the line tonight in Denver, 8:45 the pregame, 9 o'clock will be the opening tip. College baseball, UMC, they are in Minot taking on the Minot State Beavers for a 1:30 doubleheader there. And in women's softball, UMC is taking on Minnesota Duluth for a doubleheader at Big Sister there. And the Timberwolves received some good news. Karl Anthony Towns has been cleared for full contact in 5-on-5 basketball activities after undergoing a left knee meniscus tear back on April 12th. And so they'll have Karl-Anthony Towns for the playoffs. And the Twins are bringing back former relief pitcher Michael Tonkin. The team acquired the 34-year-old yesterday from the New York Mets for cash considerations. And Caitlin Clark is adding another trophy to her already full collection. The Iowa Star guard was named the Wooden Award National Player of the Year for the second straight year. And as we told you yesterday, the women's basketball championship in college basketball drew an average, this is an average now, of 18.9 million viewers watching South Carolina beat Iowa. The UConn and Purdue, they only had an average, again, this is an average, of 14.82. So women's basketball, the king right now in all of sports. And that is about, or we should say, Iowa is the king. they, Caitlin Clark, she was drying out, selling out stadiums, and every playoff game that she played in was sold out, including the Big Ten tournament. And so when she is picked number one in the WNBA draft, there will be a following there as well. And speaking of that, the tickets are on sale today for the Minnesota Lynx home games. The Lynx will play 20 regular season games at Target Center. And the season opener is May 17th against the Seattle Storm. The number 23 jersey of Maya Moore will be retired during the August 24th game versus the Indiana Fever. And number one WNBA draft pick, Caitlin Clark. That is if Indiana doesn't sell the farm to maybe a team like Minnesota. Would be smart to make every trade offer possible to get Caitlin Clark. So there you go. That is about it on the sports scene. We have the stories, stats, scores, pictures, and more on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at our local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
For quick meal ideas, stop by the deli at Hugo's Family Marketplace. Five legs and five fives of golden plum, 10-piece dark meat chicken, $9.99. Deli fresh twice-baked potatoes, two for $7. In Hugo's Produce Department, fresh asparagus, $2.99 a pound. And California navel oranges, 99 cents a pound. At 8-count select hot dog or hamburger buns, two for $6. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Well, as we take a look at the local news, the Crookston High School Leo Club, the high school, and the drama department will be hosting the annual senior brunch in the Crookston High School Commons on Thursday, April 11th. That's tomorrow. All seniors are welcome to attend the brunch, and it will begin at 8:30 a.m. The Leo Club has rented four golf carts from Minocqua Golf Course and will have four Crookston High School Leo Club members driving seniors from the parking lot to the front door if needed. Leo Club advisor Linda Morgan explains.
But the Leo Club, we get golf carts from Minocqua, and so I have four boys doing that, and they'll go pick them up. And what we do is for those of people that park far away, if they want a ride from the parking lot to here, we give them a ride.
And attendees will be served by the Crookston High School Leo Club and Drama Club members. The menu will include muffins, bagels, fruit, juice, and coffee. At approximately 9:15, the brunch will conclude and attendees will be directed toward the auditorium where they're invited to attend the theater production of Mean Girls Jr., directed by Beth Carlson. Morgan encourages all seniors to attend the play because the hard work the students have put into it and the excitement that's circulating around the Crookston High School regarding the popular Mean Girls story.
Just a lot of work goes into this, and I think just it's been the hype at school. The Mean Girls is kind of a hype around school, I suppose I could say that. So come out and see it and see what it's about.
There is no cost to attend the senior brunch or the play tomorrow. Again, one of the many great things. The Crookston High School and teaming up with the Leo Club and the Drama Department. They do this every year. Always a nice treat for the senior citizens. And we guarantee you won't be disappointed with the play. The Drama Department always does a bang-up job. The Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority Board, known as CHETA, held a special meeting on Tuesday at the Valley Technology Park. The agenda consisted of one item regarding the request approval to apply for grant funding through the U.S. Department of Energy's program called Solvit Prize. The board ultimately approved the request to apply for the grant. This is a competitive grant in which it's open to all entities that work collaboratively with communities to develop and carry out projects that benefit communities and reflect their priorities. Entities that are encouraged to apply include academic institutions, labor unions, non-governmental organizations, non-federal government entities such as tribes, states, counties, and municipalities. 4H2 out of Crookston is developing a direct ethanol fuel cell technology in collaboration with university research partners. DEFC in general terms is a non-combustion approach to generating electricity from ethanol fuel. EDA Director Kerry Kirschbaum explains why the EDA will apply for the grant rather than 4H2.
Actually, Empower Crookston is the entity that will be applying for the grant, but Crookston will be housing the money here and for an admin fee. We're excited about seeing a new business be developed. You know, Valley Tech Park is an incubator where we help incubate and start new companies. And so this will be a project that we're working on to incubate a new business alongside of 4H2.
The Solvit Prize Grant Program consists of three phases, which creates three opportunities for entities to receive grant funding. Phase one is the Embark phase, where 25 applicants will receive $80,000. Embark competitors will identify their community and the critical energy-related challenges impacting their community and articulate a clear plan to engage the stakeholders' need to find a lasting solution that works for the community. Phase two is the Engage plan, where 10 applicants will be awarded up to $150,000. Kirschbaum explains what will happen if Crookston is awarded the phase one grant.
So it's a pretty stiff competition. If we do make it past that, then we can apply for the second phase, which is to engage and to begin to demonstrate the project. And only 10 people in the nation will be awarded that.
So if you get past that, phase three sees even more competition, which is titled the Established phase, where only three applicants will be awarded up to $500,000. In phase three, applicants will have to demonstrate their successful efforts to implement their clean energy or decarbonization project efforts. The application deadline for phase one will be due to the U.S. Department of Energy by Friday, April 12th. The application deadline for phase two and three will be determined after applicants are awarded through phase one. The Severe Weather Awareness Week topic for Wednesday is floods with Crookston firefighter Brian Hansen. Hansen gave some yearly statistics regarding floods. Nationally, floods claim nearly 200 lives each year and force 300,000 people out of their homes. Floods on average cause approximately $2 billion in damages. Six out of nine state and federal areas declared disasters in Minnesota and involved some sort of flooding. Hansen explains.
About 75% of flash flood deaths occur at night. Half of the victims die in automobiles or other vehicles. Many deaths occur when people drive around road barricades that clearly indicate that the road is washed out ahead.
A driving safety tip to think about, as we always tell you, when flash floods do occur or any flooding, turn around, do not drown. 6 inches of fast-moving water can knock over and carry away an adult. However, 12 inches of fast-moving water can carry away a car. 18 to 24 inches of fast-moving water can carry away an SUV, pickup, or van. Floods are one of the most common natural hazards in Minnesota, especially in the spring, with seasonal snowmelt being one of the leading causes of flooding. Thankfully, floods like that tend to develop slowly, so the National Weather Service can warn the public about them, but flash floods can develop quickly due to heavy rains or ice dams breaking due to the warmer weather. With low-lying areas or areas by a lake, river, behind a levee, or downstream from a dam, being at a much higher risk of others. When the National Weather Service issues a flood watch or warning, the Crookston Fire Department advises people to be prepared, seek safety by going to higher ground, and avoid flooded roadways. Knock on wood, thankfully we haven't had to worry about that this year. Well, it's coming up on spring cleanup week here in the city of Crookston. Items should be placed on the boulevard no more than 24 hours prior to your collection day. Spring cleanup week will be April 15th through the 19th. That's next week here in Crookston. Single-family dwelling cleanup items will be picked up only on its regular garbage pickup day and must be placed on the street boulevard by 7 a.m. Only household quantities of debris will be accepted. The city of Crookston will collect the following items if separated into separate piles: bag garbage, clothing, and cardboard. Weight limit 30 pounds per bag, with each bag no larger than 35 gallons. Up to 30 bags per household will be collected. No loose garbage will be collected. Appliances, a limit of two. Bypass furniture, mattresses, metal items, demolition bypass, three furniture items, four mattresses, and demolition bypass pile with a maximum dimension of 15 feet long by 4 feet wide by 3 feet high. For more information, you can go to the City of Crookston website or go to ours at KROXAM.com. Automotive tires and rims, a limit of four there. And also, Polk County Public Health advises residents not to bring in furniture, mattresses, box springs, or bed frames found on the street into your home in order to prevent the spread of bed bugs. As required by state law, all video display devices, TVs, computer monitors, cannot be landfilled. Therefore, these items will not be collected during cleanup. These devices may be disposed of for free at the Polk County Environmental Services next week only. Concrete, batteries, partially full paint cans, any chemicals or large amounts of demolition debris will not be accepted. Items should be placed on boulevards no more than 24 hours prior to your collection day. The Polk County Highway Department has announced the following county roads will be under construction during the 2024 construction season. Highway 75 from State Aid Highway 21 to construct a roundabout 3 miles north of Euclid. State Aid Highway 8 and Bituminous Overlay in McIntosh. State Aid Highway 14, Bituminous Overlay from State Aid Highway 45 to Highway 75. State Aid Highway 45, Bituminous Overlay from Highway 220 to Highway 75. State Aid Highway 105, Bituminous Overlay in Erskine. County Road 202, grading and aggregate surfacing from State Aid Highway 35 to 2 miles north. County Road 203, grading and aggregate surfacing from State Aid Highway 30 to 2 miles north. State Aid Highway 9, otherwise known as the KT Road, they'll be doing a box culvert located 5.5 miles west of Crookston. And speaking of that, the Polk County Highway Department has announced that State Aid Highway 9, as we said, known as the KT Road, 5.5 miles west of Crookston, will be closed to through traffic starting approximately Monday, April 22nd. The closure will allow a contractor to remove a bridge over Burnham Creek and install box culverts. Traffic will be detoured to State Aid Highway 16 and Trunk Highway 75. It's expected to be open to traffic on May 17th. So there's a notice there. And there's several other road items over the summer that the county will be working on. To see the full list, go to our website, KROXAM.com. The Crookston Fire Department, they responded at 5:53 p.m. yesterday to the 100 block of Sergeant Street again for a report of a fire alarm activation. Upon arrival, they investigated and found no cause for the activation. There was no danger present. They reset the alarm and cleared the scene. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Lloyd Lonson, who was born in Thief River Falls in 1903. He enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1942, was discharged in 1943. Lloyd Lonson died in the state in 1945 in Crookston. And that is a look at our local news as we now take a look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we're up to 61 degrees. A west wind of 7 miles an hour. Humidity is at 42%. Barometric pressure at 29.71 inches. And that is rising. And visibility of full 10 miles. Again, we have sunny 61 right now in downtown Crookston. The high yesterday was 63, with a low of 30. The average high for today is 50. The average low 29. Year ago high 43. Year ago low 27. The record high is 82, set in 1925. The record low, 13, set in 1973. The sun rose at 6:47. The sun will set at 8:09 for 13 hours, 22 minutes of daylight. The forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, a slight chance of rain, then a chance of rain and thunderstorms after 4 p.m., mostly sunny, a high near 65, northwest winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20, 30% chance of precipitation. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Tonight, a chance of rain and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., then a slight chance of rain after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy, a low around 38, northwest winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 22, and a 30% chance of precipitation. Now, Thursday, a 30% chance of rain, mainly between 9 and 10 a.m., partly sunny, a high near 55, wind gusts up to 25, and then on Thursday night, mostly clear, low around 32, northwest winds of 10 to 20, gusting up to 25. Friday, it'll be sunny, a high near 60, north winds of 5 to 10. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low around 40, wind gusts up to 20. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 70, wind gusts low up to 25 miles an hour. Saturday night, a low around 43, southwest winds around 10. Sunday, sunny, a high near 65, wind gusts up to 25. Monday, a 30% chance of rain, mostly sunny, a high near 67 with wind gusts up to 25. Monday night, a 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a low around 47. And Tuesday, rain likely, mostly cloudy, a high near 60 and a 60% chance of rain. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX.